Our southernmost Mata Corona vaccine clinic gets underway today on Rakiura, Stewart Island. Large numbers of the community came forward to be tested following a COVID scare last month. It's hoped there'll be similar support for the vaccination drive. RNZ's Timothy Brown has more.
Normally, if a community meeting on COVID vaccination garnered 20 people, there'd be alarm bells. But you'd be hard-pressed to get 5% of the entire community to turn up for just a chat anywhere else in the country. At the meeting, there seemed to be a mixed bag when it came to views on the vaccine. But Iris Tate says she's happy to do her bit.
For you, is this about protecting yourself or is this about
It's mainly the community, yes. Particularly hospitality when we have so many visitors, New Zealand visitors at present, but the borders will open in time. We'll have internationals and it's protecting them as well and them protecting us.
She says she'll be lining up to get her shots when the clinic opens at midday, and she hopes others will be eager to join her.
Hopefully in another 3 or 4 weeks I will be fully immunised, and I know there's 5% you may contract the virus, but hopefully me personally and my friends and the community, none of us will end up in hospital.
Rakiura is home to little more than 400 people, and it's estimated about 385 are over the age of 16 and eligible for the vaccine. 4 vaccinators are on the island, and in preparation for the clinic, they tested final logistics yesterday, with 20 locals putting up their hand and pulling up their sleeve for an early jab. First up was Constable Stuart Newton.
We've got an ageing population here, and they're perhaps a bit more vulnerable than others, and I think as part of the community responsibility and looking out for one another, it is our social responsibility to take up the opportunity of the vaccine.
For him it was a no-brainer. Mandy Reti, who heads Murihiku Marae's Māori Wardens, says a lot of dangerous misinformation surrounds COVID-19 and the vaccine. She's fully vaccinated and proud of that fact.
It is everyone's choice as to whether they want to come and have this vaccine. We look around on the news, you hear on the radio, the statistics from different countries throughout the world, and 4 million people who have died, well, that is just about the whole population of New Zealand. You know, that's horrific.
Her whānau comes from Rakiura, and she has a simple message for them and others.
At the end of the day, we have a responsibility to ourselves and to our whānau and to our hapū and iwi. So again, it is everyone's individual choice, but I would strongly urge my whānau, katoa in the motu, to really look at this.
The clinic runs for 2 days and is open to everyone over the age of 16 on Rakiura. The vaccinators will be back next month to offer second doses.